Carlson, you don't want to live in a country where Supreme Court justices cower in fear. That's the definition of a failed state. By Jeff Poor on May 6, 2022. Thursday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson opened up his broadcast by weighing in on the reaction to the likely overturn of the 1973 landmark Roe v. Wade decision could have profound implications on the country. Carlson told his viewers such a scenario was the definition of a failed state. Transcript as follows. Carlson, so, you can question whether Joe Biden actually got, what's the number? 81 million votes in the last presidential election and actually later in the show. We will, but even if you accept that there actually were people who voted for Joe Biden voluntarily, it's hard to believe that many of them got anything like what they expected in return for their votes. Joe Biden, not to be dark about it, just to be honest, Joe Biden has turned out to be an unparalleled disaster. That's not an overstatement. In fact, it's a generous assessment. Our country has never seen anything like what Joe Biden has done. Barely 15 months into his first term as president, Joe Biden has crashed the stock market, provoked a food shortage, opened our borders to millions of illegal aliens, presided over historic rises in murder, inflation, and drug odds, as well as a corresponding plunge in overall life expectancy. And then, because all of that wasn't punitive enough for a country as racist as ours, he dragged the United States into an entirely pointless war with a nuclear armed power on behalf of a corrupt foreign government that once bribed his drug-addicted son. That's all real. Joe Biden did all of that, and those are the big easy-to-measure crimes he has committed. We spend virtually every night cataloging some of the rest. Shuttered schools, permanent looting, Latin American levels of wealth inequality, tampons in the boys' bathroom, $7 a gallon gasoline, unprecedented race hatred, homelessness, mental illness, suicide, and above it all, across the Pacific Ocean, a Chinese government that's laughing out loud as we destroy ourselves for no reason. That's some of what Joe Biden has done so far. He promised a return to normal. He's delivered war and economic collapse. Joe Biden is old enough, unfortunately, that he'll almost never certainly be held accountable for any of what he's done, but his party should be. How will any Democrat outside West Hollywood ever get elected in this country again? In a fully functioning democracy, that would be an honest question. But Biden has a plan: torque up the fear, ban complaining, criminalize the opposition. Just 24 hours ago, Joe Biden, the President of the United States, told us that people who don't support him are the single biggest security threat that faces this country, not Al-Qaeda, not the Chinese military, not the Mexican drug cartels, not even Russia, which we are told daily is the wellspring of all evil. No, you. You're the biggest threat because you don't vote Democrat. As Joe Biden put it, quote, this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history. The most extreme. The worst. Worse than the Klan, worse than the Nazis, worse than the anarchists who murdered an American president, worse than anyone ever. That's you. You're an existential threat to the country you were born in. It's hard to believe Joe Biden said that, but he did say it and, of course, some people believed him. Here's what the Supreme Court looks like tonight. You'll notice the riot-grade security fencing around the building. Why is it there? Well, it's there to protect the justices inside from the mobs that Joe Biden has incited with the demagoguery you just heard. Samuel Alito is a 72-year-old legal scholar whose views would have been considered ordinary, mainstream, maybe 5 years ago. Now, according to Joe Biden, he is a dangerous extremist. He's a member of a movement more threatening than any political movement in American history. What's the result? Well, today Alito had to cancel a public appearance because there were too many threats on his life. Each one of those threats is, in fact, a threat to us and our country. You don't want to live in a country where Supreme Court justices cower in fear for their lives if they reach the wrong conclusions. That's the definition of a failed state. It turns out we have a Justice Department that exists to prevent things like this from happening. That's the whole point. But under Joe Biden, the DOJ is too beholden to the mob to say a word about it. You can't offend Antifa, they're a vital constituency. Here's the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, appearing today to tell us what he's worried about most. Watch. Begin video clip. Merrick Garland, U.S. Attorney General, consistent with the President's executive order on tackling the climate crisis at home and abroad. We are issuing a comprehensive environmental justice enforcement strategy. Communities of color, indigenous communities, and low-income communities often bear the brunt of the harm caused by environmental crime, pollution, and climate change. End video clip. Carlson, well, of course. The greatest threat is global warming, which, by the way, is racist like so many other weather patterns. That's what Merrick Garland is most afraid of tonight, and of course, in order to fix global warming, which is existential, whatever that means, you're going to have to hand Merrick Garland and Joe Biden a lot more power over your life. Sorry, that's the only solution. Much more on that to come, but for now, here's what you should know. Merrick Garland didn't even mention the threats, the physical threats to this country's highest court, because those threats come from the left and therefore aren't really threats. See how that works? You're about to see more of it. A left-wing activist group has now published what it says are the home addresses of Justices Amy Coney Barrett, John Roberts, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Clarence Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch, quote, "We must rise up to enforce accountability using a diversity of tactics," explains the group's website. A diversity of tactics? What are those? Well, you can imagine. They already include disrupting Catholic Church services. Not a big deal, in order to change a Supreme Court decision. That's not an attack on democracy or anything. Merrick Garland is not concerned. Now, if someone were to vehemently criticize Oprah, that'd be different. We'd have to hold a press conference and call in the National Guard. But conservative Supreme Court justices, yes. They deserve what they get, and so, of course, under these conditions, violence is already beginning. Abortion lunatics just vandalized a church in Colorado. The same thing has happened to a pro-life counseling center in Portland. In Los Angeles, demonstrators threw rocks at cops for some reason. What did they have to do with it? Who knows? War on the system, and they injured one of them, went to the hospital. But Merrick Garland isn't worried about any of that. His fellow Democrats support that. They're calling for it. They long have. Here is Chuck Schumer from 2 years ago, threatening mob action if any Supreme Court justice were ever to get out of line. Watch this. Begin video clip. Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. End video clip. Carlson, you will pay the price. Really? These are people with lifetime appointments. So how exactly could they pay the price? We can't vote against them. What can we do? We can hurt them. We can harass their families. We can make it impossible to live in this country through threats of violence. Quote, "You won't know what hit you," said the thug from New York. Apparently, they're about to learn what's going to hit them. Remember when liberals used to oppose violence? They did. Give peace a chance. It's hard to believe there was ever a time that that was true. Maybe they were just pretending. In any case, they're now for it. Violence is their religion, here and abroad. You're seeing it on display right in front of you, whether you've noticed or not, in Eastern Europe. So rather than trying to save the civilian population of Eastern Europe, Joe Biden is pushing for a hot war against Russia. In fact, he's already engaged in a hot war against Russia, and so are we, whether we knew it or not. The New York Times just ran this headline, quote, "U.S. intelligence is helping Ukraine kill Russian generals." Oh, no big deal. According to the paper, quote, "The United States has provided intelligence about Russian units that's allowed Ukrainians to target and kill many of the Russian generals who have died in action in the Ukraine war," according to senior American officials. So, they're bragging about it, and not just that. NBC News reports that Biden officials are also bragging about helping to shoot down a Russian transport plane carrying hundreds of Russian troops. And then tonight, sense a theme here, tonight, the administration is saying out loud that actually it helped sink a Russian warship. Now, why are they doing this? And more baffling, why are they taking credit for it in public? Why would you tell people you're doing that? There's only one reason, because you want war with Russia. Not a fake war, not a proxy war, but a real war with thousands of American troops, trillions wasted and many dead. That's what war is, and war against nuclear-armed countries is hard to imagine. There's never been one. There is no reason to have a war like this. There doesn't need to be a war like this. We wouldn't be having one if Joe Biden didn't want one, but Biden wants it. He is doing this on purpose. We're not imagining that. He's telling us what he is doing. We're just ignoring him. Many Democrats are telling us what they're doing. Here is Biden ally, Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts, saying so out loud on Fox on Monday. Watch. Begin video clip. Brett Baier, Fox News anchor, if they wrap this in the Senate with a Ukraine funding and a COVID funding, you guys okay with that? Congressman Moulton? Rep. Seth Moulton, DMA, look, I only support it because it's the right thing to do for Ukraine. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of politics involved and there will be domestic debates here at home about all their policies and whatnot. But at the end of the day, we've got to realize we're at war. And we're not just at war to support the Ukrainians. We're fundamentally at war, although it's somewhat through proxy with Russia, and it's important that we win. End video clip. Carlson, really? We're at war. Did you know that? Did they text you to let you know? Because wars tend to escalate and wars that are existential for one side in which the leader of a country feels he may die if he loses, tend to escalate very quickly, obviously. Seth Moulton isn't worried. It's just important that we win, he tells us. We? Really? Who's we? And important to whom exactly? Is there anyone outside Washington who wants a real war with nuclear-armed Russia? Who exactly is Seth Moulton talking about when he says we? We were wondering, then we watched Biden. Yesterday, he traveled to Alabama and he visited the only constituency in America that longs for war with nuclear-armed Russia. That would be his donors. He toured a Lockheed Martin plant, and as he did, Biden boasted that we're sending so many weapons to Ukraine that mothers in the United States are naming their children after Lockheed Martin's missile systems. Watch. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President of the United States. But we build the weapons and the equipment to help defend freedom and sovereignty in Europe years ago. That's true again today. Those Javelin missiles, like the ones manufactured right here in Pike County, they're highly portable. They're extremely effective against a wide range of armored targets. They can hit targets up to 400 meters away. In fact, they've been so important. There's even a story about Ukrainian parents naming their children, not a joke, their newborn child, Javelin or Javelina. Not a joke. End video clip. Carlson, It's a joke. Just a little joke about weapons systems. You know, it used to be when American presidents talked about killing people, the first thing they did was make certain it was absolutely justified. We've been invaded, Pearl Harbor, 9/11. This is an entirely voluntary exercise and the second thing they did was attach some gravity to the idea of people dying, because when people die, it's sad. They leave behind spouses, parents, siblings, and children. Death is sad. Acknowledge that. They don't joke about it. Joe Biden considers that an uplifting story. Joe Biden is demented, and he is dangerous and so are the people who work for him. That's true. Sorry to say it out loud, but it's real. This country needs sane leadership, and it needs it immediately. It cannot come too soon. Pray the midterms are fair. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.